coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
On Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, John Young, you rule. That's powerful stuff. Powerful stuff. Check this out, a quick email. Wendy P. in Michigan. When I got my CCW in Michigan, they taught us in class to keep our hands on the steering wheel and tell the officer, I am a licensed CCW permit holder and have a loaded gun in the car. How do you want to handle this stop? As the first sentence you say to the officer, FYI. Thanks, Wendy P. Appreciate that very much. That's Wendy in Michigan. Great advice. And if you were listening to Hour 2, we talked about it at great length with Masad Ayoub, and he will be back for the roundtable in just a couple of minutes with George Hill, and we're hoping that we get Rob Pincus in here. Rob is all over the place and had a flight to Ireland canceled today because of a volcano. I'm sure that upsets Al Gore when something natural like that happens. And, well, I don't know. He blames it on something. But anyway, 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566 brings you into the Armed American Radio Studios. And Sean, my producer, will be more than happy to get your question and bring you on the air. Please, please, please keep the questions on topic. We had to let a call go earlier tonight because we just, in a great question, but we just couldn't go off in that direction. And tonight, the roundtable, we can kind of open it up a little bit because we do let our hair down a little bit, and we talk about a lot of different things as we go around the table, hence the roundtable. So please feel free to chime in and keep the emails coming. I've also got another email here from Matt Coyle that has a question about specifically directed to Masad, and we'll get to that in just a second. He's down in Fort Myers, Florida, beautiful area down there. Know it very well. Folks, the Join the US CCA website is up. I've put together a nice package for you. I don't know how long it's going to be up, at least for the next 3 to 4 weekends, I'm sure. So as a thank you to listeners for helping make Armed American Radio the fastest growing nationally syndicated firearms related radio broadcast in America, check out jointheuscca.com. Jointheuscca.com and join tens of thousands of other like-minded individuals across the country and support our sponsor. It's an outstanding package, and I can assure you that you just simply, when you put 50,000 like-minded people together and growing every day, I might add, believe me, a wealth of information. You can imagine an outdoor stadium size filled with people who think just like you do. So get involved and join the crowd. It's an awful lot of fun. Join theuscca.com and check it out. Also, I'd like to welcome our newest sponsor to Armed American Radio, Extreme Shock Ammunition. You'll be hearing some of their ads. We operated kind of quick today. We were able to get them in the first hour, but you'll be hearing them throughout the broadcast beginning next week. And we'd also like to thank Galco and Crossbreed Holsters and everybody else that's interested in working with Armed American Radio as we continue our march of freedom across the country. And get this, this is fun. Next week, WWRC 1260 AM, inside the belly of the beast, Armed American Radio will begin broadcasting live for 3 hours inside the Beltway in Washington, D.C. Look out, White House. Here comes Armed American Radio. We're talking to you at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and hopefully you're listening. You never know. You never know. Anyway, let's get back to the roundtable and have some fun right now. And I'll first bring in George Hill. George, you're still here, right?
Absolutely here and ready. And this is the best hour on radio. And I'm thinking, you know, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, if nobody in the Oval Offices are listening, I bet you there's a lot of people in the U.S. Secret Service listening in avidly and enjoying the show.
And liking what they hear. And next week we're going to be right there. And then that signal will also reach out into parts of Maryland and parts of Northern Virginia. So it's going to be fun to be in Washington, D.C. on WWRC 1260 AM. We're looking forward to that. Sean, you're still here? You better be.
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. We don't want to lose you. We lose you. The lights on this big space shuttle board in front of me go out, and we don't want to do that.
No, so, I'm still here.
All right, good. Welcome back. Thanks for chiming in.
Thank you.
Masad Ayoub, a pleasure.
Hey, good to be back.
You know what I'm going to do? Because I love... First off, how about I give out a Bonehead Award? Let's give another one.
Absolutely.
Okay.
There's so many.
Oh, believe me, they line up and they ask, what time does the show start? Because we're going to say something stupid. Don't give it out yet. Wait right up until showtime. But this one was in the New York Times. Imagine that. This comes to us. It's called Bloomberg Plan Would Simplify Gun Permits. And ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't seen this, this was out May 14th. Massad, you're laughing already.
My BS alert has already pegged.
The meter is ticking, brother. Listen to this. The Bloomberg administration announced on Friday that it was moving to simplify the process for New Yorkers to obtain gun permits, thus speeding up a set of Byzantine licensing requirements that gun rights advocates have long criticized as among the most restrictive in the country. So they're going to speed up their restrictive process. And listen to what Jason Post says. And he is Bloomberg spokesman, Jason Post. The mayor is focused on crime control, not gun control. He has no problem with people who want to go hunting. The issue is illegal guns that are killing people and all too often police officers. Now, the Second Amendment ain't about hunting, folks. Secondly, illegal guns don't kill people. Criminals do. And thirdly, listen to his final statement. This package will make New Yorkers safer.
I'm missing something.
Yeah, that's the whole point. That's why Bonehead number two goes to Jason Post. Massad, come on, you know this area up there.
I love Bloomberg, his idea of simplifying will be, we simply won't take applications anymore.
We're just going to say no quicker. Here, get rid of 40 pages, make it one. No, unless they know me, or unless it's a member of my staff, or unless it's somebody who contributed. That is the history, which is why it's almost ludicrous for these guys to even go out and say this. And I kind of wonder what kind of world they live in. The other one, another bonehead here, Massad, I'd like to get your opinion on this. And this one is the Brady campaign again. We could easily give this out every week. But this is the fifth year anniversary in October of the shoot first law in Florida. In other words, known as the Castle Doctrine, that says you have a right to defend yourself not just in your home to use deadly force, but also in your place of business, on the street, in a vehicle, and so forth. And it's I want to take you back, ladies and gentlemen, 5 years ago to the Brady campaign's release, and this is what they said 5 years ago, an important notice to Florida visitors. Florida's Shoot First law took effect October 1st. It is a new law in Florida that police, prosecuting attorneys, and gun violence prevention advocates worry may lead to the reckless use of guns on the streets of Florida cities. Mm. Yeah, as if criminals... Okay, we'll hold off on that one, Sean. Mm. Hang in there. Before the law was passed, Floridians could carry concealed guns in public places, but they could only use those guns as a last resort when safe avoidance of injury was otherwise not possible. The new law eliminates the duty to avoid the threat and instead allows the gun user to shoot first to eliminate the threat. It is not difficult to imagine likely situations in which individuals may use lethal force where they did not before. And it says here, the Florida Shoot First law was passed over the strong objections of law enforcement officials and prosecutors. Here is what some published news reports have said. Listen to this one. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Oh, boy, they're the experts. They're right down the street from me. Come on into the studio, experts, and have a conversation. You've been invited before, but you've refused. Oh, listen to this. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution wrote, Florida has ignored common sense and public safety by adopting a law that encourages violent confrontations between its residents. Mm. Sure. Oh, the next one, this is real good, too. Here's another expert. Time magazine columnist Michelle Cottle. I'm perturbed by the Florida legislature's decision to pass a bill signed into law by Governor Jeb Bush allowing virtually anyone who feels threatened at any time and in any place to whip out a gun and open fire. Mm. And then number three, there's one too, the Detroit Free Press columnist Nicole Christian wrote, you have to wonder whether the Florida legislature has lost its mind. What a nightmare Florida could have on its hands after empowering victims of road rage, robbery, or domestic disputes to make instant life and death decisions. Now here's their advice. Do not argue unnecessarily with local people. Let me take that one to task, Mossad. You shouldn't do that anyway, should you? Am I missing something
here?
Oh,
this is hysterical. What I love is that, if I caught you right, they characterized this as input from news sources.
Yeah.
Yet it's all editorial opinion.
Editorial opinion. That's the whole point. From Atlanta, the AJC.
Blowing that, we've heard literally as long as we've been alive and debating this issue.
Yeah, and guess what? You're down in Florida. I spent, 15 years there. The blood's not running in the street, folks. That music came up way too fast. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. Stick around. I'll finish the bonehead here with the Brady's Easy to Do, and then we'll go back to some emails and learn some stuff. See you in just a couple seconds.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Well known for high-quality handmade leather holsters, Galco Gun Leather now offers a product line made of virtually maintenance-free kydex. Check out the Triton inside the waistband holster. The Triton by Galco is fast, thin, and easy to conceal. The belt clip offers quick on and off capability, while the sweat guard protects both the gun and the gun carrier. If you're a fan of kydex holsters and require deep inside the waistband concealment, the Galco Triton line is for you. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, visit GalcoGunLeather.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
At Check & Go, we have millions of satisfied customers.
And more than 10 years in business.
And you can get up to $1,000 at Check & Go.
There are a number of great reasons to visit Check & Go. The process is quick and easy, with no hassles. Put the numbers to work for you. Visit CheckNGO.com for terms, store locations, or to get a loan online. That's CheckNGO.com. Or call 1-800-561-CASH to speak to an associate 24/7. See website for additional disclosures and licensing information.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening to Armed American Radio driving up I-85, anywhere around Anderson, Greenville, Spartanburg, South Carolina, where I came through today coming back from the NRA convention. Do yourself a favor and stop at any barbecue joint along the way and get yourself some sweet tea because it's good. Trust me on that one. It's good. Pull off the side of the road, Sean. It's good stuff. Hey, folks, we were talking with Masad Ayoub, and he was laughing about the Brady campaign here. We were given the bonehead. I'll move on quickly because we have a lot to cover. But, Masad, my whole point with this is you're down in Florida, and the blood simply is not flowing.
Well, the only blood that's flowing seems to be from home invaders, carjackers, et cetera, who suffer a sudden and acute failure of the victim selection process.
Spoken like only Masad Ayoub can speak it, folks. George, you've said it before. It's impossible to argue with him.
No, you can't. No. It's just gospel.
All right, well, listen to this. Let's go to an email here, and this one's good, and George and Masad will both be able to add some expert opinion to this, and then I'll give you my opinion for whatever it's worth, because mine was really just a real simple one. Mark, I just finished listening to Hour 3 from last Sunday's show. The conversation was about how difficult the small revolvers and semis are to shoot for a new shooter. And the letter writer is referring to, and this is from John Vilvin, and John doesn't say where he's from, but he's referring to the conversation, George, with Kathy Jackson and Gila about the, you know, maybe the revolvers not being the best shot, okay, pun intended, folks, when we're at the gun counter, right?
Right.
You remember that conversation. So let's continue with
absolutely.
The email.
Absolutely.
I believe both Gil and Kathy were in favor of starting people with a 22, which makes sense. In order to carry, a person almost needs two guns. One answer to this is the 22 conversion. Advantage Arms makes a 22 conversion kit that fits most Glock and 1911 models. They work well and allow protection or allow practice with the same lower so the trigger is the same. Lost my sight there for a moment, folks. I'm getting old. The conversion kit doesn't weigh as much as the standard gun, and of course the recoil is much less. This has advantages and some disadvantages. It would interest me to see what you guys think of this. Say you buy one of your favorites, the Glock 23 for $500. Kick in $275 for a 22 conversion kit and $50 for a couple more 22 mags. That comes to $825 for basically two guns, $40 Smith & Wesson for carry and $22 for practice and fun. Same holster and mag pouches, different calibers. For another $100, get a Lone Wolf 9mm conversion barrel and a couple of Glock 19 mags, and your Glock 23 will shoot 40 Smith & Wesson 9mm and 22 for about $1,000. I'm sure you know this stuff, but was surprised the other day when a longtime Glock shooter wasn't aware of any of this aftermarket stuff. If you shoot enough 22, you will probably save enough to buy another Glock. We have the Advantage Arms 22 conversion kits for a Glock 22 and 23, along with the Lone Wolf. Couldn't be happier with them. They work great and allow a lot of flexibility. Most manufacturers are beginning to get into this. It would be interesting to see what the experts say about training with a 22, good and bad, recommended or not. Also, don't know if above info would interest listeners or not. Keep up the good work and enjoy the show. Masad, let's start with you. You do a lot of shooting. The conversion kits, what are your thoughts on this?
I'm all in favor of them. Now more than ever, given both the ammo availability situation and the ammo price situation. The one caveat to keep in mind, they are so easy to shoot that you can start getting a little too relaxed with your practice and, you know, leaning backward like a Sunday afternoon plinker. The 22 conversion unit will not truly replicate recoil, even the free-floating chamber on the Colt Ace conversion of Carbine Williams that was intended to do so but never quite got there. What it's great for is the draw to the shot, the refining of the trigger pull and sight alignment and all that. If you keep at least 25% of your practice with full power ammunition, I think that's where you're going to get the best benefit out of the 22 conversion unit. Certainly the Advantage Arms is my choice for the Glock. There are several good ones for the 1911. Kiner makes an excellent one for the Browning High Power. And Sig now makes them for their pistols. I have them for both the P226 and the P220 and just love them. And in the Beretta M9, the best you can get is the one that Beretta makes themselves, and thank goodness they finally brought that out of retirement. It's available again through Beretta.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's advice from Masad Ayoub, and you know, it doesn't get any better than that. George, I want to move over to the table, across the table to you. What are your thoughts on the conversion kits?
The conversion kits are very good, and like what Masad said, from the holster to that first shot on target, It's very good training for that. I've had a lot of students ask if they could bring guns such as like the Walther P-22 to training, just, you know, for the bulk of the shooting. And while I said, you know, if money is an issue, go ahead. You know, I want you to come to the class and learn the techniques, but plan on doing a lot of shooting with the center fire as well. Because, like Mossad said, it does not replicate, you know, the recoil and the way the gun behaves in the hand. It just cannot be replicated. So you've got to shoot full power, and I'd recommend before you put your gun away, put your 40 cal or your 9mm or your 45 barrel back on, shoot a few mags of your full power stuff to get that feeling, you know, back into your muscle memory before you leave the range.
Okay, now I'm going to play a little bit of devil's advocate here, because when I was making the decision whether or not to buy a conversion kit for my Glocks or any of the guns that I've owned, I elected to go with the Walther P-22 in place of a conversion kit. And Mossad, I did that because, as you mentioned, the replication, as both of you did, it does not replicate it, and it is my carry gun, and I want to keep that gun. I want to be very familiar with that gun. I don't want there to be any flinch. If I, you know, maybe I've put 500 rounds of 22 in it before I loaded 40 back in it and put it back in my holster. And, you know, what are your, am I hurting myself with that? Is it?
There's nothing wrong with having a good 22 that's just a 22, and it's a dedicated blinking fun gun. There are literally millions of them out there, and it's one of the rights that we're fighting for to keep. That said, if what you're looking for is developing defensive skill, there's no better way than having the exact same frame, the exact same trigger pull, the exact same controls and manual of arms on your 1911, your Glock, etc., that you're going to have when the 40 caliber slide assembly is in place or the 9mm barrel slide assembly is in place. So that's the big advantage of the conversion unit. We've got to bear in mind, too, that you're going to have listeners out of the country in places like South Africa where they are very limited on the number of firearms they can own. And a conversion unit for one that's already licensed to them is literally a godsend.
And another advantage is that you can use the same holster in most cases.
Bingo.
Absolutely. Yeah, and the letter writer does, in fact, mention that, and he brought up some tremendous points. So I kind of wanted to jump on the other side of that. I'll tell you what my answer is going to be to that now, gentlemen. You've just cost me $275. Because that is something I've considered, and I'm probably going to do that. Now, we're getting ready to take a break. Go ahead, Masai.
What you've got to look at is, at the end of the year, if you add up how much money you've saved, that means George and I get a rebate.
You're right about that. And you know what? Yeah. He's right. With the amount of money that you save in ammo, if you're doing a lot of shooting, you can buy a new Glock.
Well, just the ammo for one training course.
Oh, sure.
Would more than pay off the kit itself, if not a whole gun.
There's no question about it. Absolutely no question about it. Listen, when we come back, that was perfect timing there, George. Appreciate it. When we come back, we're going to do a little bit more. Let's see here. Gosh, a stack of paperwork here. Holy geez, look at this. Got a whole bunch of current event news. So let's go to that when we come back. Right after the break, you're on the roundtable portion of Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters with George the Mad Ogre Hill and the Master of Self-Defense, Mossad Ayoub. We'll be right back talking about guns and fun. See you in a few minutes.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Oh, man, way too much fun and an awful lot of information on today's broadcast. We're getting emails thanking us for talking about what we're talking about today. It's been a lot of fun. And Masad, I want to thank you for sticking around. I know you've been traveling all day. Thanks for doing the work of freedom on the radio, my friend.
Hey, it's good company, brother. It's always a pleasure.
It is always fun to have you on. And George, welcome back to Armed American Radio. Always great to have you here.
Oh, I wouldn't miss it.
I'll tell you what. I've got an email here that I would like to read to you, gentlemen. In particular, you, Masad. It's come to us by a gentleman by the name of Matt Coyle. And Matt's down in Fort Myers, Florida, and he writes in, "I'm a member of the USCCA and the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. I love to listen to your show and listen when I can. I'm thinking about taking the 4-day course in Live Oak, Florida, advertised by the Masad Group, and I would like to hear some from Masad about the course. I think the course is in August. Thank you, Matt Coyle, Fort Myers, Florida." Matt, you're going to talk right to the man. Masad, tell us about that class.
Live Oak, Florida is going to be more like October than August.
Okay, there you go, Matt. You're a couple months out, but that's all right.
There have been times in my life when I've been at gun sight in the summer, and I've been in Anchorage in January. And I looked at myself and said, self, the planning was bad. So next time I'm in Alaska, it's going to be in the summer, and in Florida, we generally do the fall and the spring. And actually, the winters down there can be pretty nice, too. Basically, it's a 40-hour course that's geared for the armed citizen. Works out very well for the retiring police officer and combat soldier as well, because they need to be, you know, kind of restructured in the new rules of engagement, as it were. The typical class will go about 65% classroom, video, interactive video, where they're doing, you know, shoot, don't shoot, judgment type stuff, and probably 35% hands-on at the range that'll go somewhere between 400 and 500 rounds. We make the promise to them that we'll take them beyond law school and an understanding of deadly force law. Attorneys are generally in the top five occupational groups that we have in those classes. And I'm proud to say, after all these years, every single judge and attorney has said that we fulfilled that and did teach more about deadly force in that week than they got in 3 years of law school.
Mossad, I'm going to tell you on the air that I'm going to be in that class.
Woohoo!
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to go down for that.
It's the right thing to do.
It is the right thing to do. And
if nothing else, I need the money.
I'm telling you what, that's going to be fun. Matt, I think I'm going to see you there at that course down there, and you will come up from beautiful Fort Myers, and I will drive down, and we shall meet in Live Oak, Florida. And Mossad's right. I spent a lot of years in Florida. You don't want to be there in August. Mossad, where you're at right now, gets real hot here real soon, but it's up high, you know, 4,800 feet. I was just out in Tombstone, and people think, man, it's so hot in Arizona. Well, it is. But when it's 92 out in Sierra Vista, it's 122 in Phoenix, and there's a difference.
I got to tell you, we were checking the range out this afternoon, and they were saying the real feel was like 88 or 89. There was actually a cool breeze. I mean, it's comfortable. God, I love this place.
Yeah, oh, it is beautiful. That drive you took today is just absolutely outstanding. I want to also get your opinion on this, and I got some emails on this last week. George, I know you're aware of this, but we took a phone call last week from an anti-gunner, which is something very rare that happens on Armed American Radio, and this guy was sneaky, wasn't he, Sean?
Yes, he was.
He kind of just snuck his way in. Those anti-gunners are good at that. They're kind of slippery sometimes. And I believe his name was Ronald, is that right?
Yes.
And he said he had some pros and cons to talk about. But, of course, all he wanted to talk about was the cons. And I give him some credit. You know, I went back and listened to the audio, and he said some funny stuff. We didn't hear until I went back and heard the audio. And you can go back and listen to the podcast and check that out. Not enough time. But he you know, all of his comments were cons about it. And we talked to him, and, you know, he admitted that we were right. And one of the arguments that I gave back to him was, I said, well, to use your logic, and Mossad, we were talking with Jim Irvine from Buckeye Firearms, and Jim and I were answering his phony concerns. You go back and listen to the podcast, you know what I'm talking about.
Jim is a very sharp guy.
Right on top of his game, and, you know, his answers were right smack on the money. So, without boring you any further, what we were talking about, and I mentioned to the gentleman on the phone, do you, you know, You give a police officer, a young cadet right out of training, a gun and put him in a blue uniform. How do you know you can trust him? You know, but my point was that there are bad people in all walks of life, doctors, lawyers, judges. It doesn't make any difference. And we see this story that popped this week, yesterday, or a couple days ago. Washington sheriff's deputy kills in-laws and himself, and he took his two kids hostage. Have you guys seen this?
Yeah. I did see that, and yeah, that is a tragedy.
Horrible story. Horrible story in Gig Harbor, Washington, and we're on, I'm being listened to right now on about three stations in Washington, and Washington's had a rash of some really bad stuff happening up there, Mossad, in the past 5 or 6 months. But my point with this is that it doesn't matter what he does for a living or how long he was a cop. He's a human being. And you can't, my answer to the gentleman last week was, unless you have a crystal ball, which none of us have, unfortunately, you can't foresee this stuff coming, and we do the best we can to try to look at it. We look at past behavior. Am I missing anything here, Mossad?
You know, I really don't think you are. As we said in one of the earlier hours, there are at least 800,000 sworn police officers in this country. If our situation is such that when one of them goes bad and commits an atrocity like that, it becomes national news, that's telling me that the law enforcement community in America has done a damn good job of selecting and vetting its people. One out of 800,000 ain't bad. I hear these people saying, well, gee, if we give you concealed carry in Wisconsin or in Illinois, you'll all go nuts and start shooting your neighbors. Excuse me all to hell, folks. I spent most of my life in the state of New Hampshire, where they have had shall issue carry since at least the year 1923. Take a look at the stats, folks. This past year, as in so many years, New Hampshire was the single lowest crime state in the United States of America. And now go to Bloomberg's New York, now go to Daily's Chicago, and ask them, hey, how is that plan of yours working for you?
Yeah, yeah. Let's throw D.C. in the mix in there too, Mass.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Sean,
and
see,
the you're... UK. Throw in the UK.
Yeah, the UK, yep. Yeah.
What's crime up, Sean? You gave us the number last week, I think, or somebody did. Crime is up what percentage, George, in the UK?
Oh.
It's huge. It's in, you know, double and triple digits.
Yeah, I don't remember what the percentage is, but it is one of the more violent places for, you know, when it comes to violent crime, documented, reported violent crime, and compare that to the U.S., which is just a fraction of the number of crimes reported.
Yeah, it's terrible. Hey, real quick, I want to let everybody know that Rob Pincus is doing the airport thing right now and was unable to get to us today in the roundtable, and that's okay. We'll bring him on for the 3 hours that we want to have him on. You know,
I
there's
just
another
want to
know
story. How many stewardesses he had on his arms?
Oh, I have no idea. I have no idea. But we'll ask him when he comes back. He is just all over the place. Masad, you met with him recently in Chicago, did you not?
Yeah, we spent some time in Chicago, and subsequent to that, we both shot and taught at the National Tactical Conference, Tom Gibbons thing, at USSA in Tulsa, and we both shot the Polite Society match. It was a great, great event, and I would recommend that to all your listeners. Go to rangemaster.com, Tom's outfit in Memphis, Tennessee.
Rangemaster.com.
Correct. They run some great training. Their annual National Tactical Conference is, as I put in my blog, I was chatting with Andy Stanford. He and I flew out to it together.
Masad, I hate to do it again.
Okay. We'll pick up when we're done.
We'll pick up when we get back, and I want to bring another disturbing story to your attention and get the expert's opinion here, too, because I heard Ted Nugent talk about it from 2 feet away from me this weekend. You're on the Armed American Radio Network, and we'll be right back.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35 to $99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now. 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Well known for high-quality handmade leather holsters, Galco Gun Leather now offers a product line made of virtually maintenance-free kydex. Check out the Triton inside the waistband holster. The Triton by Galco is fast, thin, and easy to conceal. The belt clip offers quick on and off capability, while the sweat guard protects both the gun and the gun carrier. If you're a fan of kydex holsters and require deep inside the waistband concealment, the Galco Triton line is for you. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, visit galcogunleather.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Ladies and gentlemen, the freight train of freedom is on the tracks, and it is rolling across the country. And I love to say, because it's true, that it is stretching now. The tracks are stretching from the Delray beaches of Florida to the crab fishing vessels of Alaska. And we get a lot of participation from Alaska, so thanks to you listeners up there, we get a lot of participation. I want to go shoot with you in December, because I know you still shoot in December, and I want to go with you up there in December. That would be a lot of fun. Masad, you said you've been up there in January.
Yes, we did Arctic pistol, Arctic rifle, Arctic shotgun. It was fun.
And aptly named, too. You were talking about... hi, George. Sorry.
Oh, man. I'm just thinking, you know, I did that because I had to, voluntarily doing that. It's cold enough here in the Uinta Basin area of Utah, where it's colder here than it is in Nome, Alaska. And risking anything colder than that, I'm just going to put my feet up by the fire.
I don't blame you one bit. Masad, you were talking about rangemasters.com when we left, and I want you to continue on that.
Yeah, the point I was starting to make was a great comment by Andy Stanford, one of our top firearms instructors in the country. He said that Givens National Tactical Conference had become for civilians what ILFE, the International Association of Law Enforcement Firearms Instructors, ASLET, the American Society of Law Enforcement Trainers, and ILETA, the International Law Enforcement Educators and Trainers Association, had been for cops. It brings in the top people from around the country. It allows you from, you know, even if you're Andy of Mayberry, to come to a seminar and in a matter of days absorb the most state-of-the-art stuff from the big cities, the state troopers, the people who are gathering the stats nationally, and take a smorgasbord sample taste of what training there is to be offered. It's really the only thing I see right now that's doing that for the private citizen who carries a gun. And it's simply a tremendous resource. It's also a heck of a lot of fun, and you'll learn a heck of a lot, because each of these guys are putting out their very best for their 2 hours or 4 hours of their training block. And the price is unbelievably low.
Now, they can get all that information at rangemasters.com?
Rangemaster.com.
Rangemaster.com.
Yeah, or simply Google Tom Givens, G-I-V-E-N-S, right. And that'll bring you to all the different websites. Google National Tactical Conference and Google Polite Society match. They took the title of the match from the classic statement by Robert Heinlein that an armed society was a polite society.
And it is, too. And it definitely is. I want to get your opinion, Masad. I'm going to shift gears here because we can do that in the roundtable, and George, you too. In fact, you and I talked about this off-air a little earlier, and a very disturbing story. But I'd like to remind the listener that I just spent 2 days at the NRA convention in Charlotte, and a great time was had by all. And, you know, I had Nikki Gosar, a regular contributor to this program, her tragic story. She is really doing some great things right now. She's following on the heels of Susanna Hupp. And she was actually staying in my hotel, and we never did cross paths, believe it or not. That's how busy everybody was. But I was listening to Ted Nugent, and I was about 2 feet away. George, that's what that media badge does.
Oh, it's fun wearing them.
It gets you right up close and personal. And he was talking with Cam on the NRA News, and he was mentioning he got a call. There got a question from the crowd there on the floor of the convention center from a little girl down in Naples, Florida. She was probably 10 years old. And they were talking about safety and training. And, of course, Nugent just goes to town when he starts talking about safety and training, especially with kids. And he was, of course, bringing up the NRA's Eddie Eagle program. And he was talking about accidental firearm accidents, that there's no such thing as a firearm accident. A gun does not go off accidentally. And what he was referring to, I'm sure we've all seen, both of you have seen anyway, and maybe you have too, listener, that the gun, that the report that the gun accidentally fired in a third grader's desk this past week. Did you guys see that?
I have missed that one.
It didn't go off by itself, was Ted Nugent's deal. A third grader had a gun in his desk, and the news reports were that the gun accidentally went off. The gun didn't accidentally go off. It had to be picked up, and it had to be handled, and that was Nugent's point. And there's a very disturbing story out today on Fox News about a 7-year-old girl shot and killed during a police search of a Detroit home. And there was a scuffle. The police officers were there executing a search warrant for a murder suspect in the home. And George, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not going to read this, just to paraphrase the story, but you're familiar with it.
Yes.
And there was a scuffle with one of the officers who was there to execute the warrant, was basically attacked by someone in the home, a woman in the home. The suspect was later arrested on the premises. And during that scuffle, the gun accidentally went off, and a 7-year-old was killed. Very terrible story. Terrible story.
It is, and this is a tragedy. Of a high order. And anytime a child is has his or her life snuffed out at an early age, it is a sad thing. But at the same time, the police were there for a valid reason. They had a warrant. They were executing a search for somebody who was a suspect of murder. This is a very serious situation that brought them to this house. The woman in the house and the family in the house harboring this fugitive, they made the choice to harbor him. This woman made the choice to attack the police officer. And we don't know what happened in the attack. That wasn't in the report. But the report did say, it used the phrase, and this angers me to a great deal. It said that this little girl was gunned down, as if the cops went in there with the intent to shoot people.
Okay, this is where, George, we have, you know, this is the media. I could literally go off on the media for a full 3-hour broadcast without a guest on the program, a very dangerous entity. The media distorts just about everything. And I want to move to Masad real quick. Masad, I want to read what the assistant chief, Ralph Godby, said. And I quote, "This is any parent's worst nightmare. It's also any police officer's worst nightmare. This is a tragedy of unspeakable magnitude. To Ayanna's parents, family, and all those who loved her, it is a tragedy we also feel very deeply throughout the ranks of the Detroit Police Department." Now, as George mentioned, the police were there for a reason, and the reason that they were there was arrested and taken into custody. This gun didn't fire accidentally, did it, Masad?
No, and George nailed it perfectly. The negligence there was the person who was harboring the fugitive who lunged at the officer, struggled for the gun, and a predictable tragedy occurred.
I think you just did, too, when you said they struggled for the gun. I'm going to bet, and I don't know this to be the case, but it's going to be my bet that there was a struggle for that weapon because that gun did not fire by itself. There are other possible scenarios that you know, could have happened, but this is just an unbelievable tragedy in Detroit. And it came right on the heels of my hearing Ted Nugent tell a 10-year-old girl that in Charlotte at the convention, and it just kind of opened my eyes a little bit. And it makes us say, folks, you hear it here all the time. If you're a gun owner, be a responsible gun owner. Take the necessary safety and training classes. Do what you need to do. And if you're not, get the gun out of the house. Lock it up. Put it in a safe. Be a responsible adult. That's your responsibility as an adult. Mossad, thank you so much for sticking around for the roundtable. Appreciate
always
it very
pleasure,
much.
Gentlemen, and always instructive. I always learn something in every one of your podcasts.
Likewise, we do too. Listen, have fun in Sierra Vista. George, what else can I say, brother?
It was an honor to be on the air, as usual. Mossad, always an honor. Mark, this is fantastic. Sean, good to have you on the air, too.
All right.
Brother.
Gotta fly, man. Armed American Radio. How much time, Sean? Roger, folks. Same bat time, same bat channel. We'll see you next week on the Armed American Radio Network.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in an order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the 3-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The 3-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the 3-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth again. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.